Today officially marks 1 year since President Trump's first summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Washington and Pyongyang remain in a stalemate over the North's nuclear program and American sanctions. Still, just yesterday, Trump had this praise for Kim.
I think North Korea has tremendous potential, and the one that feels that more than anybody is Kim Jong-un. He gets it.
Yeonmi Park disagrees. She escaped North Korea with her mother when she was 13 years old. She's living in New York now, and she clearly has no patience for Trump and Kim's song and dance.
It just makes no sense. We are living in a world right now in this 21st century. A dictator like Hitler can be praised. Kim Jong-un's job is oppressing people, killing his uncle, assassinating his half-brother. And that is perceived as a toughness and worthy of praise from the leader of free world, literally.
Do you think that that summit in Singapore and the fact that Kim Jong-un was out on the world stage, do you think that maybe that's affected him and made him have a better approach to human rights in North Korea? Do you see any indication of that?
You mean Kim Jong-un himself?
Kim Jong-un, yes.
Wow, no. That is North Korean human rights. It never been this worse, this oppressed than ever before under any Kim previously. The persecution for anybody in North Korea now is just so much worse than before.
So you think that the summit in Singapore last year gave Kim Jong-un credibility that he doesn't deserve?
Absolutely. That Trump gave him a platform to put a show to us to watch. And Kim Jong-un is a master at brainwashing people. He's a master at, like, manipulation. And that is what he's been doing to the rest of the world, too. North Koreans are not the only ones who are brainwashed and being manipulated. The rest of the world is following his direction of believing this guy and believing this dictatorship and somehow think this guy is doing the right thing.
Yeonmi, you escaped North Korea at 13 with your mother. You made it to South Korea, and now you're in New York. You've been telling your story all over the world. You've even written a memoir about it. When people ask you about your experience, what's the one thing you tell them about North Korea?
The one thing that I want to tell the world about North Korea is that the media portrayed North Koreans as some brainwashed robots that has no humanity almost. But I just want to tell the people who are living there right now, 25 million people, just like us, are just so unfortunate, just being punished for their birthplace. And that's all the North Koreans been done, you know. All they did was born in that place, and that's the price they are paying for it.
So you want us to understand that the citizens of North Korea, they're not kind of, you know, brainwashed robots, that they're just like you and me? And
yeah,
they want the
course.
Same things?
They of course deserve the same things. If we deserve everything that we deserve here, of course they deserve the same thing because they are the same human beings.
Do you still have family in North Korea?
Yeah, that's a tricky question because as soon as I spoke out against the dictatorship, the North Korea regime portrayed entire my families and relatives in a propaganda video denouncing me as the propaganda machine of the West, and they've been all disappeared because of me, and I have no idea if they are still alive or sent to prison camp, or I have no idea. And that's why we are talking about Kim Jong-un. Nothing got better under Kim Jong-un. It's getting worse.
You've called on Americans to urge President Trump to bring up human rights in North Korea with Kim Jong-un. It never happened at the Singapore meeting. Do you still think it could help if an American president put pressure on Kim Jong-un?
Of course, this is the most powerful country in the world. As U.S., the president, if he acknowledged there is a human rights violation that has to be resolved, then that is a signaling the entire world. The entire world will know about it and we have to care about it. It's such a contradictory behavior by these politicians that I do not understand. If they care about, you know, life, how they are not caring about human rights but just caring about nuclear weapons?
Yeonmi Park is a human rights activist and a North Korean defector. She's now living in New York. Yeonmi, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.